Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kicks on the way. Long enough. Oh, he did it. He did it. It's history. Brett Maher is the first kicker in NFL history to hit 360-plus yard field goals in his career. And the Cowboys go to the dressing room up 27-7.
Man, this is a great feeling today. We deserve it after the last 3 weeks. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ on the home of America's team. Mike Fisher with a special 6:20 appearance this morning. We are spying on Filthy Radio. That'll be at 7:20. Brad Sham himself at 8. He's got Tank Lawrence and Robert Quinn tonight. For the Players Show, we'll preview that. Jason Garrett live at 8:30. It'll be fun not to have to grill Jay Jeezy for the first time in basically a month after the Cowboys dominate the Eagles. Best win of the year, 37-10. Your calls and texts coming up on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text and the phone lines at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. And, I mean, let's just go down the checklist of everything that we wanted to see from last week. We wanted to see a faster start. We got it.
Got it.
Jalen Smith on Dallas Goedert. First drive, and it happened. Jalen sitting there with the forced fumble. Malik Collins able to recover. The Cowboys converted that into a touchdown, but we wanted to see a fast start. We wanted to see some actual turnovers. We wanted to see Jalen Smith play and think that he's not just sitting back on his contract and his new sunglass line.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it
clear
happened.
Clear view, man.
All of it happened.
All of it happened. The clear eye view of this game, we got it all. Everyone looked better. Everyone looked crisper. The team looked as the best they possibly could. And they made Philadelphia really, really struggle. Defensively, they made them struggle. They made them struggle with, the Cowboys' offense made the Philadelphia defense struggle, which had been struggling anyway, especially their pass defense. You know, there was a lot to like about this. There was a lot to like about this football game, the way they responded. I don't want to sit here and say they played for their coach or, you know, the Doug Peterson comments gave them extra. I mean, if you needed any extra added motivation when you've lost three in a row, that's a big problem to begin with. You know, but they came and they played their football game.
And not only did we need to see something from Jalen, even though the numbers, right, man versus machine, your eyes versus football and sports calculators with all the analytics, told us, where's Tank Lawrence? The only time we see Tank Lawrence is with his mouth, with quotes, where he told Doug Peterson to shut the hell up after the guarantee that the Eagles would win. Tank told the media last week, I'll show up, you watch. And as for my snap count, that's going to go up. It's going to be fine. I'm going to handle my business. You're going to see. And Tank backed it up.
With Sanders, second down and four. Wentz now back to throw under duress. Ball is out again at the 15-yard line. Who got this one? There's a nasty scrum going on at the 15-yard line. Dallas! Dallas has another fumble. Antoine Woods got this one.
Tank Lawrence said that last night was a must-win. He said this before the game. And we've already seen hell and dug out of the pits of it. We were 3-5 last year. Y'all were asking these same questions. We already know what we have to do. We are going to go and show it and prove it. And Tank, who we said would have a slower start because of shoulder surgery, right? I don't know if we thought it would be this slow, at least in terms of the counting numbers,
Yeah. The
sack numbers. He was playing in just 63% of the snaps. Last year, he played in 72. And he said, don't worry about me this week. Doug Peterson already done called us out, so y'all know what it is. Thank you, guys. And Tank Lawrence was disruptive against Lane Johnson, one of the best tackles in the league. So Tank and Jalen show up. the defense gets the turnover, and then, RJ, someone may have taken back control of the playbook.
Pollard, the running back. Tavon Austin in motion, coming to the left, and they will pitch it right to Austin. He's got a first down, 15, cuts it to 10, running to the 5, to the pylon, touchdown, Tavon Austin.
It seems as if someone may have taken control of that playbook. You know, this is a really weird season, man.
Yes, it is.
Like, what is going? Like, some days the offense just looks good, and then some days it looks bad. Like, either this team saves their game plans week to week, or nobody abandons their game plan faster.
Yes.
I'm like,
you're going to have up and down performances. We just expect the up and down performances to come with you doing what you do.
Yeah.
And after the first 3 weeks, they said, let's go away from what we do. And again, we are middle-aged, out of shape, short, non-athletic wusses sitting in these chairs. But all of us shots fired at ourselves. All of you can see when it looks different. All of you can see when Dak is on the move with his legs, or there's a different nice creative play there with Tavon Austin, or they decide to get Tony Pollard touches and reps, or they go to play action a little bit more, or they do different things on the goal line. All these things happened yesterday, and I just think you put it perfectly in terms of no one abandons their game plan more.
Gotta be it. I can't imagine what else it is. Like, certainly they're not just sitting there saying, let's do a bad game plan today.
Right.
So they obviously have a good game plan going into these games. They have to just abandon it. Like, down 7 or 14, they're just, we're done. We're done. We're just going to go back and we're just going to run the ball. Or we're just going to do this or that. It's really weird. Like, they go in and they just have different game plans that are not even, and I understand game plan specific formulas, like per team. But to go in and just completely go vanilla, go really kind of extra, if you will. This was an extra game. This was extra. And I loved it. And I love this.
You think it would be opposite, that you would go more conservative after you're struggling. But it's like they scored 30 on everyone to start off the year. And that scared them somehow. Yeah. So let's go more conservative. Now, tackles missing has something to do with it. But that wasn't for the entire time. And then when you're in trouble, you go back to the new thing. You're supposed to get in trouble and go back to the old thing, Jason Garrett's ways.
Right.
But then you get in trouble, and let's go back to some of the new, different offensive creative things. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. They sit there and they completely go the other way. They're the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really weird. You know, I don't understand sometimes. I mean, I can't make sense of this.
I can't either.
I couldn't. I'm sitting here watching last night. I'm like, where's this been?
My mom texts me from Maryland, and she's watching, like, explain, where did this come from? I'm like, I'm done explaining.
Yeah, I can't explain.
I have no idea. Let's see if you can. On the buyersafety.com hotline, it is a Cowboys Monday with Sean and RJ, Michael and Ennis. Michael, start us off with your star up, star down. Go ahead, Mike.
What's up, guys? Love the station. Tolo like a mofo every day.
Oh, I like that. Tolo like a mofo.
First off, I probably need to preface it by saying, you know, I coach as a profession. I was a D1 football coach for a few years before I started coaching down here. And so I got to give my stars to, for sure, Jason Garrett, and I got to give it to Kellen Moore. And, you know, when you have a team that comes out geeked up like those guys, where you got three different D linemen touching the quarterback, all your linebackers are making plays, you're turning the ball over in the secondary. On offense, you're clicking everywhere, spreading the ball around. Zeke's running like a man on fire. You know, the O-line's blocking. When you got everybody, it's hard to win football games, and it's hard to get good players playing good and doing it all at the same time in a defining game of the year. You got to give credit to Garrett. And then, you know, Kellen Moore, and you guys can cut me off whenever, but it, as a play caller, I think a lot of times it's kind of like being a boxer, where we get sick and tired of seeing the jab as a fan base.
Yeah.
And we are really good at throwing the jab as the Dallas Cowboys, because we think we can get away with it. But yet, last night, I mean, you saw wide receivers and tight ends running butt-naked, wide A open all over the field. That doesn't happen in the NFL unless the team's getting out-coached. So my stars go to the coaches and the players, obviously. Players win games. Thanks for the time. Thanks for letting me wrap with you guys. Be good.
Good call, man. Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah. I love running butt naked wide open, too.
Yeah.
If I can.
I wrote down all the different play calling And I was waiting for people to jump the Cowboys for kind of running out the clock in the second half.
Oh, dude, they started way too early, man. It was third quarter. They're doing the same crap as last year. It was first and 10, first and 19 they ran on. Then they ran on second and 8, second and 13. That's Bill Callahan right there. That's what the Redskins are trying. Now, that was a little too early for me.
The early, but did you ever have a moment in the second half where you were worried? I never did.
No, I didn't have a moment. No, because I
not one.
No, they couldn't stop them. But it was just like,
yeah,
all right, they're trying to milk this clock, probably two possessions early.
The creativity came, in my opinion, the fake to Pollard, flipped to Tavon, 7-0, 4th-and-1 play action throw to Zeke, Dak with keepers, Pollard with touches. That didn't happen since the Miami game. That awesome 10-yard run he had, the balance. He almost went down on one of his runs. And then you see the explosiveness clearly. QB sneaks, just smart analytically. The goal line play action to Jarwin where Chris Collinsworth was like, whoa, I'm really impressed with Kellen Moore here. All of it was on display. Texas Tweet is in Fort Worth. You're live with Sean and RJ, brother. Go ahead. Start up, start out.
What's up, man? Good morning, man. It's a good morning for me, man.
Heck yeah.
I got three things, man. Say, good thing for Jason Garrett to start being a coach instead of being an offensive coordinator, helping Kellen Moore. He don't need his help. I only do what you need to do. Another thing, Dak, you better take your money right now. And I love the way they was blitzing the defense. What y'all think about that, Sean and RJ?
What was the last thing on the D?
They blitz more. They blitz. They did blitz.
Well, Collinsworth broke it down afterwards of they almost doubled the standard pressure rate throughout the season. Like, and they didn't blitz a ton. The blitz we all remember is Jordan Lewis. So here we are, another check. We wanted more blitzing, and we wanted Jordan Lewis on the field. Where you're going to have that with Anthony Brown hurt, and bam, here comes Jordan Lewis on an outright blitz. But at the end of the game, Collinsworth pointed out they still didn't blitz a ton. They got pressure with their main guys. Robert Quinn got a sack. We're going to have to check out his injury stats with Fish here in a second. He's going to join us at 6:20. Of course, we've already been highlighting Tank Lawrence, but they didn't go crazy with the blitz. And really, when you're sitting on that type of lead in the second half, you can sit back a little bit more. But it just happened in a perfect combo because we wanted Jordan Lewis. We wanted more blitzing, and it was Jordan Lewis that they brought off the corner.
Like the last two games, he's made plays in limited time. You know, he's made plays. He had the interception last week. Then he had the sack here. That's what he has to do. When he gets his opportunities, and there's a lot of people that are calling his name, that are calling for him to play more. When he's getting his opportunities, he's making plays.
Let me give a star up to someone that I've been all over, all season long. I mean, giving credit, for motivating him. He must be a Tolo listening on radio.com and the Cowboys gym. In all seriousness, star up to the running back that looked different.
First and goal, and they're going to give it to Elliott. Coming left, pounding at the goal line. Touchdown, Elliott.
Was that not a different guy last night? I bet he broke more tackles last night. If that stat that we gave last week on the two broken tackles on the year was accurate, he broke more tackles last night than all of his games combined. He absolutely trucked Michael Jenkins. He was elusive. There was a move on the right side where I think it was a bigger guy, but he still was elusive and shook him. Star up Zeke, man. To me, he looked different. That was as good as he has looked all season. Yep. 22 carries for /111. 5 yards per carry, 6 catches, 36 yards.
He looked very good. You know what was maybe what was different is the holes were there as opposed to the previous week. They shut down those holes really, really quick. But he looked very, very good. And when you're able to get him into space where he can get moving, because it may take a moment for him to kind of get ready and get going at this point. But, you know, when he can get into space and he can get moving, he is a different guy, and he played a really, really solid football game. They gave him the ball, I thought, at the right times. They for the most part, until the third quarter hit, when they started to try to milk the clock.
I liked it. I liked the way they were milking it.
Man, we have talked about them doing that in third quarter, though, before, and it's like, bad idea. But, you know, I didn't notice them kind of going overboard early on. I mean, I thought they just ran an offense. They just, whatever was there, they took.
Leon in Dallas. Leon, give us what you got before we get to Mike Fisher. Go ahead.
Okay, my stars up go to the Cowboys offensive team. And
what kills me is I understand you guys are paid to break down the Cowboys' offense and defense, but, dude, the only problem we have had is the damn kicker, man. If the kicker makes the kicker has to win at least three games a year by just banging one through at the last second. He has cost us two ball games in this span. We should be 5-1 if the kicker nails his field goal. We lost two games by 2 points. That's the kicker. This team is Super Bowl bound, brother. But, 92 Cowboys all the way right now, man.
But, Leon, you can't be mad at Maher after yesterday.
Man, I don't give a damn if he kicks 63. Make the 40-yarder and the 35-yarder when we need it.
But, dude, when you lose by 2 points, you don't lose because the kicker missed a field goal. You lose because you didn't do this, you didn't do that. I mean, you know, to blame Brett Maher of the Jets game, how about you don't get down 21-3?
Yeah.
How about you don't get down 31-3 to Green Bay?
Yeah.
He didn't lose the Green Bay game. They were down 31-3. They were down 52-6 in the first half. Or in the third quarter of those games combined.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not put those games on the kicker. That's just ridiculous.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.